Think advertising on TikTok isn't for your business? Think again.
With TikTok ads, we went from 250,000 downloads to over 1 million downloads in less than a year.
I'm Eve.
I'm Anam, and we're the co-founders of Alinea.
Alinea Invest is an investing app for Gen Z.
We run 50 new ads per week with 3 variations thanks to TikTok Smart Plus campaigns. If you're not advertising on TikTok, you're missing out.
Drive more app downloads only on TikTok. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
At Lowe's, this Veterans Day and every day, verified military members, veterans, and their spouses get automatic silver status in MyLowe's Rewards with free standard shipping, plus 10% off eligible purchases with no annual limit. It's one way we honor and give back to those who have served and still do. Learn more now at Lowe's.com/military. 10% discount can't be combined with another offer. Exclusions, terms, and conditions apply. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Details at Lowe's.com/terms. Subject to change.
On air and on the road, Jay Gruden is driven by the Ted Britt Automotive Group, Ted Britt Ford and Chantilly in Fairfax, your F-150 headquarters, Ted Britt Lincoln and Chantilly, and Ted Britt Chevrolet in Sterling, all home to Ted Britt for life. Lifetime vehicle coverage. See and shop them all at TedBritt.com.
He's on the Rude Guest Hotline. Rude, the most reliable heating and air conditioning products in the DMV. Our buddy Jay Gruden, former head coach in town. Jay, let's just start with yesterday's game against the Lions. They get doubled up again, 44-22. Detroit went for 546 yards. That has not happened here since right before you were a coach in 2013, in the last year of Mike Shanahan. What'd you see?
Well, it was just dominating, pure domination on both sides of the ball. You know, Coach Campbell said it best. He could have called anything in that game, and it probably would have worked. It didn't matter who called plays for Detroit. You know, when you own the line of scrimmage like that, you're getting that type of movement with the backs that Detroit has. And the type of passer Jared Goff is and the weapons that they have on the outside, it's going to be a long day, and it was a long day.
What do you say? I mean, as a coach in the locker room post-game, I'm sure you've tried at this point, Jay, if you could put yourself in Dan Quinn's shoes, a number of different approaches during this five-game slide, four games that have been historically uncompetitive. What do you say after a game like that?
Hey, good job. We held them to 44. I don't know. I think they should have scored 70, but I don't know. You just got to try to keep the morale going because you have a game in Madrid this week coming up, and you got to try to figure out a way to rally the troops and put a competitive product on the field and beat the Miami Dolphins coming off a huge win against Buffalo yesterday. So it's about moving forward and not looking back. You got to correct the mistakes and try to find the people in there that are going to compete for next week and the games to come and just try to figure out a way to get these guys going because right now, you know, you can see a lot of heads down, a lot of unnecessary fighting after plays and all that stuff. They need a spark somehow, and they got to get a win, and they got to be competitive.
Jay, if they have another really bad defensive performance this week against Miami, you've got a bye week coming up. Would you, as the head coach, make a DC change at that point?
Well, the head coach is the DC, from what I understood. I think he's the one calls the defense. I don't know, but maybe Joe Witt is. They probably should do something. Maybe Coach Quinn, if he's not taking it over right now, maybe he takes it over for good. And then wait till next year, try to find somebody else in there. But they got to make a change somehow, some way. I don't know if it's defensive coordinator or what. Maybe it's personnel related. But right now, I don't know what defensive coordinator you could bring in there that would be effective with the players that they're playing with right now.
In terms of Jay Gruden with us here on GND, people are now it's not fair probably to be able to, you know, post a 3-second clip or whatever, right, that you can find off the internet or off game film or otherwise. But there's plenty of them going around, Jay, where guys don't look competitive. You know what I mean? Where it's like making business decisions or sort of getting out of the way, whether it's not playing sound or otherwise. What can a coach do at this point when it seems like guys have checked out to a degree?
Yeah, I think you got to move those players and play somebody else. There's got to be somebody on your roster that can step in and play. If guys are turning down tackles and not pursuing to the football, that's not Coach Quinn's style. And if you're not playing to Coach Quinn's style and the way he wants to coach players, and his whole preaching methodology is about hustling and hitting and pursuing to the football. And if they're not doing that, he's got to get the players in there that'll do that for him.
Can you remember a time where it was this easy seeing an offense move the ball on a defense. I mean, it's one punt in two games, but guys are just naked open. I mean, I've never seen anything like it.
It's really hard. You know, they try to do some five-man pressure, play some three deep fire zones, and one time they threw a flat route to Jahmyr Gibbs for a gain of 15. In the same drive, they tried the same blitz, and the linebacker overplayed it, and Gibbs ran an option route and for a walk-in touchdown, and Amoner's wide open. Yeah, they're trying. They just don't have the people to cover and end up in blitz. And like I said last week, I said you're kind of snake bit if you just play cover two or cover four, and then they're going to gash in the running game. If you come up and play any kind of fire zone or rush five or six, they're going to throw it down your throat. So they're in a tough spot right now. They're in a really, really tough spot about how they're going to stop somebody. And then next week they got to stop a guy that just had 200 yards of line of scrimmage offense, Devon Achan. So good luck with stopping him that next week.
While Jay joined us, Dan Quinn began his press conference today. I'm going to play this clip from you because he actually did just tell reporters that he's taking over coordinating the defense, Jay. So you'll hear this for the first time that we're hearing this. Let's listen to it.
You know, when something's not working, we shift from the question of why isn't it working to what do we need to do to get right? And right now that'll call for some change. And I'll take over the role as the defensive coordinator and all that entails. Known Joe as my right-hand man for years, and he took the news like the pro he is. As a defensive staff, including Joe, we're all consumed by getting it right.
So there's Dan Quinn saying he becomes the DC. I guess that means Joe Witt stays on staff. So what does that look like, do you think, in terms of a structure change, Jay?
With TikTok ads, our revenue went up $10 million year over year during back-to-school season. Penn Foster is online education. TikTok is great because the reach is incredible for finding a lot of different types of audiences on the platform. Creator content at scale allowed us to easily develop and distribute creator-led ads. Our return on ad spend for TikTok is 21% higher than the next best channel.
Start growing your business today. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
I think very similar to what Dan Campbell did last week. He took over the play-calling duties over Johnny Morton, and Johnny Morton's still going to be active in the game plan approach, doing red zone, third down, whatever he needs to do to try to get the plays in. And so Dan can have a smooth transition to calling plays. And I think Joe Witt will have a similar type of deal. You know, what are we going to do on third down? How are we going to do stop short yardage, goal line, red zone? All the situational football, I'm sure Joe will be still very involved with. It's just a matter of now Dan Quinn's going to be calling the plays and trying to get the guys going on Wednesday, Thursday, Friday.
Jay, are you surprised it took this long for anything to happen? I mean, they didn't trade anybody. They just changed seats for Joe Witt, you know, after one of the worst stretches ever over three games. And this is the fourth game. Finally, that was a bridge too far. But are you surprised they didn't make any other real adjustments?
Yeah, a little bit. Yeah, I think maybe Dan Quinn saw the personnel and said, I don't want to call defenses with this group. That could be part of it. That he's going to be forced to. They got Miami and Minnesota coming up and teams that are not quite as explosive as Detroit. But yeah, and Dallas. So, you know, this is a tough situation for everybody involved. You know, the fans are calling for some kind of change. So Dan's got to, you know, he's got to step up and do something. And I think he made the right call by keeping Joe on staff and calling defenses himself.
How much do you expect to change? And I guess that's another way of asking, how much of a problem is what they're calling as opposed to the players on the field not being good enough to make plays?
Well, that's kind of where I'm at with it. You know, I kind of probably stick up for coaches a little bit too much because I know how hard it is when the players are deficient in a lot of areas. And what position group do you think is better than average on the defense? I don't think there's anything, right? The defense, the pass rush is way below average as far as NFL standards. The linebacking crew is older. You know, they take out Frankie Luvumudu, defensive ends, and now their linebacking crew is weaker. Their secondary is weak. So I don't really know what you can hang your hat on other than the fact that they're going to have to play their ass off on every single snap. And that's kind of what they did last year. They did some good things last year as far as effort and motivating. And with Jaden Daniels, after they knew they always had a chance to win, so they really were really involved in the game. Then they get down now, they get behind, and everybody's hanging their head, and there's no effort. So they got to get back to that point where they're hustling and hitting on every single snap, and hopefully Dan Quinn can bring that style of defense to what he's accustomed to. You know, well, although the last game he called, I think, was probably against Green Bay when they put up 50 in the playoffs. So I don't know. It's going
to
be tough.
Yeah, don't watch that game for motivation. But going back to Monday, October 13th, almost a month ago, basically, right? We're a couple days shy of that. They didn't play great, but it wasn't a disaster against Chicago. They should have won it. Sloppy game, but they had the ball. A situation that we would take every single time. Daniels fumbles. The rest is history. Chicago goes on to win. It starts to slide from there. When you were a coach and you're watching that slide happen, I know you can feel it. I mean, you're there, you're in the building, you can see it happen, you see the bad habits, you see some of the game tape not sort of matching up with the rhetoric. How do you put a stop to it? What's the best way to kind of stand up and say, this can't go on, and somehow it's not only gone on, but it's gotten worse?
Yeah, first of all, I think you got to, you know, the guys got to have thick skin. And in the meeting, you got to point out the things, some of the effort plays the guys aren't putting their best foot forward. And you got to show these guys in front of everybody and kind of embarrass them, so to speak, in front of their teammates so they make sure they don't allow that to happen. I mean, there's a standard set. Coach Quinn's got to have that standard met every single day at practicing and games. And when it's not being met, I think you have to address it head on. You know, a lot of people are scared to do that. They don't want to offend anybody nowadays. But I think you got to really get down in these guys' face and show the plays that aren't Red Scare commander worthy. You know what I'm saying? So they got to really get into these people's face and make sure they understand, here's how we're supposed to play. You're not doing this. You're loafing on this play. And just get out. He's got to get on their ass. And that's for sure, because it's going to be a long trip to Madrid or wherever the hell they're going. They got to play hard. And they got to take a long look at the mirror, each individual player. And they got to believe in the system. And they got to go out and produce.
Jake Gruden on Grant and Danny here on The Fan. Offensively, they scored 22 points yesterday. They've been averaging 14 over their last three. There are actually a couple things I liked that they did pretty well. They still didn't run the ball effectively, but they got their vertical passing game going finally. We've been asking for that. They hit on some big chunks, 37 to Treylon Burks, 30 to Ertz, 41 with a long A dot on a post to Lane, 19 down the sideline to Debo. And they also got some guys wide open on the goal line, Jay. Debo Samuel's touchdown was easy. You know, nobody around him when he caught it. And same on the other touchdown catch yesterday as well for Ben Sinnott. What did you see from Cliff in the passing game, finally getting that vertical game going?
Yeah, I think, Marcus is a good quarterback, good backup quarterback, and they did some different things formationally and got some people and hit some zones and things of that nature. So, yeah, I think it was pretty solid offensively. The problem is when you're giving up all these points, you're seeing pretty traditional zone coverages by Detroit. I don't know, you're playing from behind. You should get some people open eventually, but they have to really do a better job of running the football somehow, some way, to keep that defense off the field. I do like the fact that they did hit some shots, like you mentioned, to Burks and Ertz and all that stuff. That's going to be necessary next week, but they got to get the running game going. You know, the Kroski Merritt guy has not been effective. Rodriguez is okay between the tackles, but we got to get the running game going somehow.
Why is it continuing to struggle, running game?
I don't know. They started out trying the three tight ends with a couple big people in there and trying to pound it, which I thought was a good idea, because if you don't have a lot of receivers, don't put a lot out there. Put one out there, maybe two at the most, and play some more multiple tight end sets or big people and try to, hammer Detroit's front. You know, and they've had some injuries up front and try to, maintain the ball and get some bootlegs at Mariota out there and things of that nature. And I think they tried that early, got away from it, and then they got down, so they had to throw the ball a lot. And then Cliff did some good things of getting some guys open, like you mentioned. So, but I think moving forward, for them to have any kind of success, they got to get some kind of running game going to keep that defense fresh.
Jay Gruden on Grant and Danny, our weekly appointment with him. He's hopping on a plane this afternoon, so we're having him on a little earlier than we normally would. What's the worst stretch you remember in terms of either banging your head against the wall or just feeling lost or kind of feeling like, oh, no, the walls are caving in? Was it at the end in that 0-5 start?
Well, the 0-5 is the obvious answer. That was pretty terrible. But I think when we lost Alex Smith and we had such high hopes of winning that division, we were 6-3 at the time, and then Colt went down. and we finished 7-9. I was like, you know, what are we going to call? You know, Sanchez has been here for a week, and he struggled mightily, went to Josh Johnson. We got a win out of there, but still, it's just really hard. You feel handcuffed when you don't have your best players out there, and it's hard to compete. But, you know, especially when you think you had a chance to really do something special that year, and you lose a lot of good players, it's like really, really frustrating.
I just kind of clarifying some stuff before here. Did you ever have to kind of take over when something wasn't going great? You know, like if you had an OC or you know, a defensive room wasn't working, so you offered your services basically to help out in a certain way. Did you ever have to do something like that with a coach?
No, I was always very involved in offense, obviously. That's right. Kind of what my forte was. We had, you know, I called plays my first year, and I let Sean do it. And then I called him for a while, and I let Kevin do it a little bit. So like we kind of just worked hand in hand. It just, you know, a matter of who's talking to the quarterback or not. And those guys were very active with them every day for hours and hours. So I let them continue the communication. But I called a lot of plays anyway. But for the most part, defensively, I kind of let them do what they had to do and try to help whatever needed. We made some changes. We, you know, got rid of Hazlitt the first year, and then we, you know, moved on from Coach Barry, and never really quite got the defensive side of the ball right, but I tried.
To that point, how involved do you, just based on your knowledge of being on the headset and a head coach, is Quinn anyway? In terms of like a departure, I would imagine he's got the Motorola on. If Witt's calling something in he hates, is he overruling him, or is he saying, no, we're not doing that here anyway? Like, isn't he already kind of, quote-unquote, calling plays in a sense?
Yeah, that's like me firing Sean McVay after a year. I'm calling the plays. Why would I fire the offensive coordinator? You know what I mean? It's kind of on me. That's kind of a scapegoat kind of thing for me. When you have a defensive head coach and you fire the defensive coordinator, that's odd to me. You know,
right.
But Dan Campbell did it last week. I mean, he took over the play calling from Johnny Morton. So it happens from time to time. It's just a matter of trying to get it fixed the way you want to run it. Because you only get a few chances to be a head coach in the National Football League. And if you're going to go down, you want to make sure you go down doing your things your way.
Jay, you're the best, man. Always appreciate the time. Have a good trip.
All right, thank you.
Thank you, buddy.
Be good. There's Jay Gruden, kind enough to rearrange the schedule for us today at the airport.
Think advertising on TikTok isn't for your business? Think again.
We've generated over 100,000 leads, which has converted into over 40,000 sales for our pet insurance policies. My name is Trey Farrow. I am the CEO of Spot Pet Insurance. TikTok's Smart Plus AI-powered automation takes the guesswork out of targeting, bidding, and optimizing creative. If I can advertise on TikTok, you can too.
Drive more leads and scale your business today, only on TikTok. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTokAds.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
At Lowe's, this Veterans Day and every day, verified military members, veterans, and their spouses get automatic silver status in MyLowe's Rewards with free standard shipping, plus 10% off eligible purchases with no annual limit. It's one way we honor and give back to those who have served and still do. Learn more now at Lowe's.com/military. 10% discount can't be combined with another offer. Exclusions, terms, and conditions apply. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Details at Lowe's.com/terms. Subject to change.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.